WJSJ, Fernandina Beach, Jacksonville. North Florida's Progressive Talk.
Medical advice and services discussed on this program may not be suitable for everyone. The producers of HealthBeat do not make recommendations for any personal or family medical treatments or any decisions concerning your health and well-being. These important decisions should not be made based solely on the content of this program. If you have questions, please contact AmeriCare Home Health or your personal physician or legal advisor.
Yes, thank you for listening to HealthBeat. Welcome aboard. We are the show that answers your medical questions with real doctors on a variety of topics. I am Donna Murphy along with Tom Gibson from AmeriCare Home Health today.
Good evening.
Good evening. And today we do have Dr. Stan Longenecker, the board certified orthopedic surgeon, of course, at no other place than Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. How are you tonight, doctor?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Wonderful. Now, I know 30 years experience. 24 here locally. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started life as a guy. I went to engineering school, and my intention was to go into cardiovascular surgery from there.
Really?
However, I got to medical school, and I met cardiovascular surgeons where I was at Tulane, and I didn't like them. So I went on in, and I became an orthopedic surgeon.
Nice choice.
That was coming out of engineering school through orthopedic surgery. I got interested in sports medicine, and I ended up doing a fellowship with Jack Houston. And after a stint in the Navy, I came to Jacksonville. Although I never practiced in the Navy in Jacksonville.
Well, we're glad you came here, though.
Now, me too.
We know that Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, 9 different locations. You are at the Riverside location.
That's right.
Correct. And like I said, HealthBeat, we are here to answer all your questions. If you have any type of questions, we're going to talk about joint pain, any kind of pain that you have today. Give us a call here at 854-TALK, 854-8255.
Oh, and again, from AmeriCare Home Health, we try to bring you the best in healthcare knowledge and healthcare information and not require you to wait in the office or the doctor's office and sit in that waiting room. You can call Dr. Longenecker tonight and get your questions answered immediately. One of the first things I wanted to ask you, Dr. Longenecker, is, you know, obviously you're knee guru in town. What's some of the new and different things going on with knee surgery?
Well, I tell you what, it's such a changing field. When I was a young pup, we had just a few operations and all of them were open. And, of course, arthroscopic surgery came along, and that made it even more interesting because we could do almost everything through little bitty incisions except for the big stuff like total joints. Now we're attacking things from a cellular standpoint. We're actually allowing cells to get in and do the healing part or assist us in what we do at surgery. A fine example would be platelet-rich plasma. That's the buzz right now. People are getting platelet-rich plasma injected into joints everywhere and trying to fix things. Unfortunately, not many of the insurance companies are covering it yet, maybe in the future.
Can you describe a little bit what the platelet-rich plasma does when it's injected into the joint?
If we really understood everything that it did, I'd be a lot further along in this. But quite frankly, I think what happens, if you think about how a wound heals, when you cut yourself, the first thing that happens is cells come in, platelets specifically, come in and they help to seal the bleeding off. Well, then the platelets die and their contents spill out into the soft tissues, and they have all kind of enzymes and things that attract other cells in to heal. So when you think about using these platelet plasma substances, you're actually putting platelets into the joint. They act to stop bleeding, and then they die and they give off their enzymes, and it attracts a healing response into that area.
Oh, wonderful. Now, we understand you alluded to the fact that a lot of, or maybe none of the insurances cover this right now. So, you know, the listeners probably don't need to run out and run to their doctor and expect this to be covered by insurance. But if they do want to come and talk to you about it or have a consultation, and they talk about this, how long does the procedure last, and is it done in the office?
The procedure is done in the office. It's no more difficult than drawing some blood from a vein in your arm, and then we have a centrifuge. They spin the cells down and get the platelet-rich plasma. And then whatever area you're going to inject, be it a chronic Achilles tendonitis or maybe a tennis elbow or maybe a defect in the cartilage surface of your knee, that it's just injected back to that area.
And the clinical studies you've seen, of course, you've seen some magnificent reactions from that.
Well, there's some unpublished studies that I've been privy to see, most of them at the International Cartilage Society. But those studies are showing particularly, and I'm going to have to clarify this, that the study is only in sheep at present, but they've actually shown that potholes that we see in the road can actually be filled back with cartilage cells by injecting platelet-rich plasma into the joint.
So is this an alternative possibly to surgery or joint replacement?
Oh, no. No, that was that particular problem where I was talking about a pothole. That's actually surgically cleaned up first, and then you inject the platelet-rich plasma in afterwards.
Okay.
That was going to be kind of a follow-up to what I had. And we're always looking for future, you know, future technology, anything that can make us better, future drugs, everything. Is this going to be the future, you know, for the knee surgery? Is this what we can look forward to?
I don't think that platelet-rich plasma itself is going to be the future. I think that the attack on problems like this by attacking the cellular nature of the problem is going to be the future. I actually know a fellow that tells me he's going to put me out of business because he's attacking it from a genetic side, and he's actually splicing genes to correct problems in certain disease problems to correct the problem that Mother Nature had there. And that may be how we solve problems 50 years from now.
Wow.
Well, you know, you mentioned genes, so I'm just going to have to go ahead and bring up kind of gender in that way with you help design the new Zimmer Gender Flex Knee Replacement. Can you just go ahead and expound on that?
Well, sure. I mean, it's not too hard to look and see there's a difference between men and women. And some of us as orthopedists recognize that and recognize we're having trouble making existing implants fit women. And as a result, that we talked Zimmer into, well, not Zimmer, it was a different company, but Zimmer acquired the company. And we talked them into studying the difference between males and females, and we found out there were some fairly specific differences, which we had been seeing in knees when we were doing knee replacements, and we quantified that and then designed implants to fit women. And which, if you think about it, it's really pretty an amazing thing, because if you follow the evolution of total knees, we started out with three sizes that fit poorly all people. And then that was left and right was the same size, and the tibia was the same size. So then all of a sudden we went to left and right knees, then we went to left and right tibias, and now you're doing left, right tibias, knees in both males and females. So that's a huge commitment. The manufacturers had to double their stock to be able to handle that.
And this was a 10-year project.
Oh, yeah.
Correct? You just finished it 2.5 years?
2 years ago.
Wonderful. Like I said, if you have any questions here, we have Dr. Stan Longenecker, board-certified orthopedic surgeon at your Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Give us a call here, 854-TALK, 854-8255. Let's get to John. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I have a question for the doctor.
Go right ahead.
My dad's been tossing around the idea of getting knee replacement the last couple of years, and the gender-specific thing I had not heard of, but one thing that I did hear of recently on TV is a customized type joint, and I wanted to get your feedback on the customized versus the joint specific. Apparently there's a method that's currently in place where they can actually make the parts of the prosthesis based on that person's particular anatomy. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm very familiar with it. That's an up and coming means of attaching the jigs to the knee. Excuse me. What's really happening is they're taking an MRI that's specifically done, and then the jigs that we use to make the cuts to put an implant in are fashioned so that when we open the knee, the jig literally sits on the end of the bone and fits its exact contour. And it takes away a lot of the, I would use the word eyeballing, that we have to use to decide how to make an implant appropriately cut for a knee. There's a lot of I think one of the biggest problems we face in orthopedics is, if particularly in a surgeon that's not doing a lot of knees, is getting the implants installed correctly. And that's what that jig will help out with. It's very well shown that orthopedists that do a high volume of surgery in excess of 200 or 300 joints a year, that's not so necessary for them. They're going to make the correct decisions almost every time.
I see. And does your practice do this customized joint replacement?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for question, John.
Yeah, Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, 9 different locations. Dr. Longenecker here with us. He is at the Riverside location. Log on to joionline.net to get more information on him and any other member at that practice. Lois, hold on. We'll get right back to you after the break. More on Health Beat after this.
Health Beat will be back after this short commercial break.
Hello, friends. This is Kojak. Yeah. Be sure and listen to my show on Saturdays, 9:30 to 11 a.m. for the hard-hitting truth about local, national, and international issues. I have a take-no-prisoners approach, and I focus on victims of the system and governmental corruption. That's common sense with Kojak. Sometimes we lighten it up, but never cool it down. Can you handle the truth?
Common Sense with Kojak, Saturday mornings beginning at 9:30 on 105.3 FM, North Florida's progressive talk radio.
The Ramirez Restaurant in Orange Park, the best Cuban-Mexican restaurant in Northeast Florida for 15 years, located on Park Avenue, 1 mile south of I-295. All the delicious Cuban-American entrees and appetizers are available, like their award-winning rotisserie roast pork, Spanish steak and seafood, fajitas, steak ranchero, burritos. For sandwich lovers, there's Cuban and steak sandwiches served with black beans. It's all here at the Ramirez Restaurant. Mention 105.3 sent you and get a free appetizer. Call them today at 278-9040 for more information. That's the Ramirez Restaurant in Orange Park, 278-9040.
They've always been there for you. Now it's your turn to be there for them. If you have a family member who requires some extra medical care and attention, AmeriCare provides the support you need to keep your loved one at home. Whether it's nursing and physical therapy, around-the-clock care, or just stopping by for a back visit, enjoy peace of mind knowing your loved one is in good hands with AmeriCare. Visit AmeriCareFL.com for more information. AmeriCare Home Health. Care from the heart.
It takes a lot to keep your car running the way it should. Preventative maintenance like oil, lube, filter changes, and tire rotation, as well as the occasional engine diagnostics and repair. Whatever your auto care needs, go to the Goodyear on Bay Meadows Road. They are Gemini Automotive Care Providers, and nobody has a better understanding of the systems and parts at work under the hood of your vehicle. You can trust them to do whatever it takes to make your car run right again, and keep it that way for many miles to come. Don't worry about being stuck without a car for the day. They offer a free shuttle service to get you where you need to go. Mention you heard this ad on 105.3 FM and get a 10% discount on any service to your car. Bring in the competition's estimate and they'll match or even beat it. Can't get your car to the shop? Call the folks at the Bay Meadows Goodyear at 731-2066 and talk to them about how you can get your towing for free. Go see Sean and Jason at the Goodyear on Bay Meadows Road near the corner of Phillips Highway. When you need someone working on your car, call the people you can trust. Call the Goodyear on Bay Meadows Road, 731-2066.
Over 30 years ago, Terrell Hogan committed to seeking justice for the injured. We continue that commitment today. For information on how we can represent you, visit theyseekjustice.com. Who's responsible when you suffer serious injury? At Terrell Hogan, we want to help you find out. Consider having Terrell Hogan represent you. 722-2228. Injuries can happen fast and in ways you'd never expect. Terrell Hogan has been digging out the facts and showing them to juries for years. Let us help you. 722-2228.
Welcome back to Health Beat, your source for important information concerning your health, presented by AmeriCare Home Health.
Yes, this is Health Beat, the show for listeners like you to call in, get your free medical advice. That can't be put any more simply than that. I am Donna Murphy, along with AmeriCare's Home Health, Tom Gibson. Give us a call here at 854-TALK. That's 854-8255. We have Dr. Stan Longenecker, the board-certified orthopedic surgeon from your Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute today. Let's get straight to the phones, and then I want to get to that stat that we just went over during break, Tom. Lois, how you doing tonight?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. You have a question for Dr. Longenecker?
I do. I'm just starting to get into like recreational jogging and kind of I'm gearing do a half marathon, and I'm wondering what I can do just like for preventive measures so that I, you know, end up needing any replacements down the road, like any kind of supplements I can take, that sort of thing.
Well, the first piece of good news is that if you do run, the likelihood of you needing a joint is probably less than if you don't. So keep that in the back of your mind. But the thing I would encourage you to do is be cautious and gradually increase the mileage you take. Don't try and get there all at once. I didn't get your age, but if you would like to volunteer, that'll make it easier for me to tell you how quickly you ought to be doing things.
Okay, I'm 25.
Oh, perfect. You can just take off and fly. The best thing you can do is find a support group of runners that have been through this and are willing to help you talk you through this. Trying to do this alone is probably not real smart. There are great books out there like Jog, Run, Race by Joe Henderson that you could read. Even though it's an older book, it's a fabulous volume on how to bring yourself along in running and have it for the rest of your life. And I think that should be your goal, not to run a particular race, but to be fit.
Thanks, Lois.
Thank you.
And I have a follow-up to that, Dr. Longnecker. And you haven't been on the show yet, but one of the things I like to do is come up with some myths about the topic we have. And one of these is a runner's myth. And there's actually a myth, and there's some people that believe that running on grass will decrease the chance for you to get arthritis over running on a hard surface.
Boy, that's a tough one. I would actually think that it might be the other way around. And the reason I would say that is because grass is going to have unevenness to it that you have to accommodate to. And so as I think about the heel strike, which is probably where most of your impact comes and most of your stress comes from, it's a sure thing when you land on a solid surface. And when you land on grass, it's an uneven thing, so the heel waffles down into the grass, and that's where the stresses come in and shear stresses occur across the joint that are probably worse than the impact stress.
Right, and generally speaking, running can be hard on the joint, period, no matter what surface you're on.
I don't agree with that.
No?
I've just made the statement that I think that if you're running, your joints do better. And there's been study after study that shows that people who run can have much worse appearing arthritis, both arthroscopically and on x-ray, than a person without it, and they will have far less symptoms.
So he dispelled another myth.
Well, here's my question then for you. If you are running, say you're new to it, because I'm new to running. I used to dance all my life, and I was always told not to run because that was bad for us as dancers. But now, you know, you got to keep up the exercise, so now I run. What do I do when I do feel pain in my knees, when it's just sore? And
more than likely, what you're dealing with is a condition where, let's take a typical front-sided knee pain that occurs in a runner. The most common cause of that is their hamstrings are tight. And what happens when they're tight? You go to extend your leg out in front of you and land on your heel, and it won't go out as far. So then you end up landing on a bent knee, which puts a little bit more stress across it. If you multiply that times 5,000 strides, that creates a discomfort in the front of your knee, which is myth. I'm sure you're going to hit me with runner's knee. But what are you really dealing with? You're just dealing with a slight overuse, and the correction of that is stretching. Go back to your dance for a minute. What did you do in dance before you started? You stretched, mm-hmm. stretched. So you were very
many
flexible.
Plies.
And the and your ballet teacher would be, or your dance teacher would be all over you about running, because what happens when you run? You have repetitive stuff where you don't stretch. You're pulling with your hamstrings. Your hamstrings get tighter and tighter. You can't do your ballet because the two don't go together.
So if you're a runner, is it key to stretch before and after, or just after?
I'm an advocate of cold stretches. There are other people that are big on warm stretches. I think you get your best stretching out of a cold stretch, and I recommend about 15 to 20 minutes of stretching before you start to run.
That's good. Right. That helps me. Thanks. Let's get right back to the phones. Ed, how you doing tonight?
Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. You have a question.
I do. I was wondering if there are any vitamins or supplements or foods that we should be eating to keep our joints healthy, Doc?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff being sold in the marketplace today. You walk into the grocery store and there's counters of things that you can buy to help you. I am cautious about recommending things like that. I think one of the biggest things going on in the marketplace is glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Yet, if you look at a meta-analysis, and I'll break that down, there was a paper I did last year with 17 different, combined the 17 different studies. What we came up with was that glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate were about 3 percentage points above placebo when you combined all those studies. So is there really a benefit there? It's hard to say. Nobody's proven that, and unfortunately, the industry has no need to prove it because it's not a controlled substance, so it's not been studied. I would love to see somebody study it so I could give you an honest answer on that.
How about fish oils?
Fish oils are awesome. That has got some very clear proof, but it's more in protection for your heart than it is for running. I don't think any of that oil gets into lube in your knee.
I know we spoke a lot about those last week.
Yeah.
About fish oils, how good they are for your body.
The omegas, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks for calling.
All right. When we were on the break, Dr. Longnecker, we talked about an interesting fact, and one of these is that more than 500,000 total knee replacements are performed each year in the United States. But it's estimated that more than double that number of people are good candidates for such a procedure. What do you think about that, and why do you think the more of the people aren't getting it done?
I think that people are aware of the fact that a total knee is not something that's going to be that's going to work for the rest of your life. If you're Donna here, you don't want to do a total knee. Do you? You can't run on it. Well, if you do, you're going to tear it up. Remember, a total knee is plastic versus metal, and guess who wins? The metal. So the plastic's going to fail. When the plastic fails, it eats its way up underneath the interface and tries to loosen it. If it's a cemented interface, it will loosen it. And then you lose bone underneath it, so then you have to cut away bone to put in a new replacement, and that doesn't last as long. Okay, what am I saying? I'm saying it isn't going to last 25 years.
Right.
So if you're 25 years old, that's not a solution for you.
So you just live, most of the people just tend to live with it as long as they possibly can.
They're trying to put it off. And there are many, 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 many other things that could be done to help you put that off.
And you think that number is going to rise?
The number of
total
joints? Oh, gosh, mm-hmm. Yes. Coming down the pike with the baby boomers, we're anticipating anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million total knees a year in the next 10 years.
That are actually being performed.
That will be performed.
Oof.
Now, my question to you, does that have any say in because of the rise of obesity in our country?
It has a direct influence on the age of the patients we're seeing now. We're seeing females that are heavy coming in much, much younger than we used to see it. I did a 38-year-old female that weighed 330 pounds the other day. We would have said no to them, but gosh, you got to help them.
Right. Okay. We're here with Dr. Stan Longenecker, the board-certified orthopedic surgeon, of course, at your Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. He is at the Riverside location. Go ahead and log on to joionline.net. Check him out there. Check out other locations as well, the 8 other locations that they do have. Give us a call here at 854-TALK. That's 854-8255. Let's get to Jerry. Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine this evening. I was just glad to hear you had Dr. Longnecker on. He had given me my a new knee back in 03. And thank him and the good Lord and everything else. It's still doing fine.
And how you feeling, Jerry?
Well, you know, the other part of me is kind of slowly going downhill, unfortunately. And got degenerative disc disease in my spine, and been getting some treatments for that. But what I heard kind of is about the platelet replacement type therapy or cure or what, you know. Do you think that's going to do any good in taking care of someone's spine that is kind of degenerating and pushing together?
Jerry, I'm not aware of any studies where that's been tried yet. However, there are people trying all kind of stuff everywhere in the world right now. So I guess what you can hope for is that somebody's going to come across one that works for you before you have to go through a fusion or some other type of treatment to help you with your back. I'm sorry to hear you're having trouble with it, though.
Yes, sir. I'm a little ways from all that, I think. But I've had the steroid injections. I've had the facet nerve block type things, you know?
Yes, sir.
But it's just, it's almost like I have to go back every couple of months, you know, to get a kind of a booster shot, as it were, to kind of cushion everything, you know?
Yes, sir. I feel your pain. Trust me, I do. I have the same problems.
Do you really? Well, I always thought it would hit kind of taller guys like you rather than me, but I'm caught up with it now. But again, I just heard your voice and heard your own. I just wanted to thank you, and you did an excellent, wonderful job on me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jerry. Go ahead and give us a call. Like I said, here on Health Beat, Dr. Stan Longenecker, board-certified orthopedic surgeon at 854-8255. More after this.
Health Beat will be right back, so please stay tuned.
If you have your own business, you know that every dollar counts. We are all looking for ways to get more results from the money we spend, and your advertising budget works in the same way. Let our marketing staff show you how to get the most of your advertising dollar.
Hi, this is Speed. As a former small business owner, I can use my experience to benefit you. Call me today and I'll show you how. 904-403-6568. 904-403-6568.
Advertising with us gets results. Talk to us today, 105.3 FM, North Florida's Progressive Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mr. Down to Business. The Subway on Lomax has moved to a new, spiffy, better location on Margaret Street, just 100 feet north of Riverside Avenue, right across from Starbucks. Eat fresh, have fun, be healthy, enjoy good food, enjoy professional, courteous staff at this very pretty, brand spanking new Subway on Margaret Street, just a few blocks south of Five Points. The new Subway on Margaret Street. Tell your friends. This is Andy Johnson. I love Subway. Be healthy, enjoy good food, eat fresh at this new Subway on Margaret Street, just a few blocks south of Five Points.
When you or someone close has a medical condition that requires home health, it's important to remember that it's the patient's right to choose the home health agency they want. Tell your doctor or nurse that you choose AmeriCare. AmeriCare Home Health provides the highest level of in-home therapy and skilled nursing services. Get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover from the comfort of your own home. Choose AmeriCare Home Health. Care from the heart. AmeriCareFL.com.
Do you know what media received the first Eagle Award by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office for being the most factual? The Florida Star. Do you know which media solely addresses issues of concern for African Americans? The Florida Star. Do you know which media carries local, state, national, and international news regarding African Americans? The Florida Star. Do you know the only media that carries a special section for our youth at home and the schedule for three black television networks? Now you know, the Florida Star, Northeast Florida's largest, oldest, and most read African-American newspaper, serving since 1951 in more than 200 locations. The Florida Star, news you can use, news you can trust, the people's choice, striving to make a difference. Subscribe today. Call 766-8834. That's 766-8834. Pick up the Florida Star at over 200 locations. Or to have it delivered, call 766-8834. The Florida Star, speaking truth to power.
Sheet Metal Workers Local 435 is a building trades union based in Jacksonville. Local 435 is proud to support the North Florida Progressive Talk Network and its pro-labor programming. Our hundreds of members are employed primarily in major construction projects. We maintain an apprenticeship program. For more information on our trade program, call 693-1070. For more information about our union local, please call the Brothers and Sisters at 1435 Naldo Avenue, phone 398-1838.
Now, back to Health Beat, presented by AmeriCare Home Health.
Yes, thank you for joining us here on Health Beat, the show that answers your medical questions with real doctors on a variety of topics. Health Beat, of course, sponsored by AmeriCare Home Health. Check them out at AmeriCareFL.com for all your home medical needs. I'm Donna Murphy, along with AmeriCare Home Health's Tom Gibson.
Hello.
Hello. Today, we do have Dr. Stan Longenecker. He is the board-certified orthopedic surgeon, 30 years experience, 24 years locally, right here at your Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Check him out online, joionline.net. He is at the Riverside location. Give us a call at 854-8255. Let's get to Chris. Chris, how are you doing tonight? Hello, Chris.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Have a question.
Go right ahead.
I was mugged some years back. I think it was almost 15 years ago, and it had a pectoral tear. The guy decided to mess me up because I didn't have enough money, and it's been getting worse over the years. Is there anything that can be done about something like that?
That's a toughie. It's going to depend a lot on whether the muscle tore away from bone or whether the muscle tore at the junction of the muscle and the tendon. If it's the latter, there's probably not a lot that could be done for that.
Uh-huh.
If it's the former, there's an outside chance you could still reattach it.
Uh-huh.
What kind of trouble are you having?
I can't do a lot of exercises like butterflies with dumbbells.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do try and build up a little bit of muscle mass, you can tell that there's obviously some muscle missing there because certain parts won't develop.
Yes, but does it stop you from doing the exercise or just reduce the amount of weight you can use?
Kind of both. I can't do very much. And also, I had to learn how to use a mouse left-handed because for some unknown reason, even though it's on the left, no, it's on the right side, yeah, I had to use a mouse left-handed because for some reason using a mouse managed to aggravate it no end.
Yeah, probably the fact that you were trying to go right to left with a mouse would get after it. I can see that. And I'm sorry you have that problem.
Uh-huh. So there's not a whole lot you guys can do?
I don't know of any transfers that could be done for that, but I certainly could come offline and call you back at another time if you'd be willing to stay online and give them your name and number. I will do some research for you and see if I can get back to you with something on that.
Can I give you my voicemail?
Yeah, Chris, hang on and talk with Scott off air, and he will get all your information for you.
Right.
And Chris, you and any other listeners, obviously feel free to call Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute or look for them online at joionline.net, and that'll give you the location that's nearest you and the phone number of that office to call.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, well, we were talking about earlier the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma, but you know of a different form, something like that, that you FDA approved it, but there's not a whole lot of studies.
Okay, I think you're going back to when we talked about the pothole. And
yes.
We cleaned up the knee a little bit, and we put platelet-rich plasma,
yes.
And we were going to grow some cartilage cells in there instead of fibrous tissue.
Right.
All right, well, there, 15 years ago, treatment called autologous cartilage implantation came out, and it's fabulous, but it takes 18 months to get through it and probably as much as 3 months non-weight bearing. So it has been what I would classify as a tough sell.
That's a lot of
there's
rehab.
A newer product that's just come available called De Novo, coming again from Zimmer Corporation, and it is using juvenile cartilage cells that come from the bone bank, and they're live cells, but they're made into a paste and put directly onto a defect. Now, I've not seen but one study that showed that they actually grew cartilage, but the results of that, of what they're getting, are pretty good, indicating they probably are growing cartilage in there, not fiber cartilage. And if we can get some more data that makes me happy, I'll probably start doing that procedure. It has been approved by a couple of insurance companies, so it's passed the test of FDA, but I'm not quite sure how it got there.
And you like that one.
I
as
like
long
the
as
concept.
You see, right.
I have yet to do that operation.
Right.
I really am skeptical because I know how long it took to get autologous cartilage implantation through the insurance world. And this one kind of seemed to breeze through with less science, so I'm watching it closely.
Okay.
You hear that, listeners? You can be the first.
Once he likes
it. I'm sure it's been done in Florida already. I know it's
now,
already been done.
I have a question for you. I was watching an interview that you had with a very lovely morning news anchor who will remain unnamed at this time. But it was about how you do things with knee resurfacing and is it arthrosurface?
Yes.
So can you tell a little bit about that procedure and how it relates to a total knee?
Sure. Let's go back to where we were before. We've been trying to let's take the concept of a pothole in the street. Up till now, we talked about using PRP, platelet-rich plasma, to help stimulate cells or putting cartilage, actual cartilage cells, into the defect to refill that defect. The cartilage that we're talking about is hyaline cartilage. It is the asphalt that's on the road.
Right.
If you think about that brown stuff underneath the asphalt, that's the substrate or bone that's underneath it. So what you get is a pothole in the road or a pothole or a chondral defect in the knee. We talked about filling those defects up with cartilage, but now you're talking about, okay, that didn't work, so what's another solution? Well, you can plug those defects with specially designed metal devices that fill that defect up and allow the knee to run over a metal implant. And it turns out that metal and cartilage get along pretty well with each other. Not perfect, but they get along pretty well. So you can actually take somebody that it isn't ready for a total knee, but has a hole in their knee that they're having trouble with, and fill that hole, as long as it's on the inside of the knee. I have a very upset customer who had, unfortunately, had the hole on the outside of his knee and wanted me to fill it, and I couldn't. It didn't match the radius of curvature of the knee. So I had to back away from that, and that poor guy's going to go on to a total knee.
Yeah.
But it is a solution for a younger patient that is much more active. You can run on the implant, and you can be extremely active. In the video you saw of that, you saw a fellow surfing and jumping off the surfboard after one of those operations.
Wow.
He was very happy with that implant.
And not having that implant, he might have been a candidate for a total knee replacement.
Well, maybe. I don't think I think he was 38 when we did him. He wasn't a candidate for a knee replacement. But what he would have been was slowed down. His lifestyle, he couldn't surf, he couldn't jog, he couldn't do anything like that. He's back to that lifestyle.
How long did it take after that for him to get back?
2 months.
That's it.
Wow. That's impressive.
He was back fast. Well, it's a surface. All you're doing is plugging in a surface defect, and as fast as you can get over the incision to the surgery, you're back up and going.
That is impressive. We've been talking a lot about joint pain and replacement and everything like that. Let's move to another topic with arthritis.
Okay.
I know that there's, you have a few different ones. You have rheumatoid and you also have osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the difference between the two.
Well, let's start out with the definition of arthritis.
Go for it.
Arthritis means inflammation of a joint. So your joint's swollen, it swells, it's painful. Those are the hallmarks of arthritis. Stiffness is another hallmark of arthritis. Morning stiffness is used to measure rheumatoid arthritis that you mentioned a minute ago. Okay, osteoarthritis is where you wear out a joint, like your tire. It's running on the road, slowly but surely you run the tread off the tire and you go replace it. That's a joint replacement. You cut off the surface and resurface it. A joint replacement is a recap of your tire. Okay, rheumatoid arthritis is different. It is a autoimmune disease. And what happens is the body actually attacks the joint surface. The synovium, which is the lining of your joint, becomes inflamed and it grows up over the edge of the, and actually chokes out the fluid that's going to the knee and destroys the knee by that mechanism. And the body is literally attacking itself. And the treatment of it is aimed at slowing down the body's attempt to defeat itself.
Is that when you see something, a lot of people get the water taken out of their knee? Is that...
They may have the water taken out of their knee because it was inflamed, and then you might inject some substance back into it to help calm it down. Cortisone would be a good example of that. A different thing in osteoarthritis, we might inject the lubricant part of joint fluid in. If osteoarthritis, what happens, the joint lubricant, the knee gets inflamed, water comes into the knee, which dilutes out the lubricant. So we increase the concentration of the lubricant part of joint fluid, and it has a very calming effect on the knee.
What about the difference between arthritis and tendonitis?
Okay, tendonitis. Itis is the word, arthritis.
Okay.
Joint inflammation, tendon inflammation.
Ah, see?
Myositis, muscle inflammation.
I haven't heard that one.
Itis is inflammation.
Itis.
Yeah, there's the key for tonight. Now, Dr. Longenecker, we talked before about you've seen, your youngest case of arthritis was 4 years old that you've
in rheumatoid,
seen,
yes.
In rheumatoid arthritis, I'm sorry, not total arthritis. Are you seeing that, most Americans, whether they're young or old, try to live with their arthritis and just, instead of trying to do something maybe as what they may consider radical, like a knee replacement, are they waiting too long to get this done?
I think everybody makes an individual decision. When you take on a joint replacement or any form of surgery, what you're doing is you're making an elective decision, and you take a risk when you do that. For instance, if you do a knee replacement and you are that unlucky person who becomes infected, your life is going to be changed forever. you are going to go through a long period of hospitalization, multiple surgeries trying to kill that. Then we're probably going to see $400,000 or $500,000 expended in the effort of curing that infection, if you beat it.
If you beat it.
So you are electing to take that risk.
Got you.
And that's why we call it elective surgery.
There we go.
That's the reason why I like it. Well, we'll be back with more on HealthBeat right after this with Dr. Stan Longenecker, your board-certified orthopedic surgeon. Please make sure to give us a call if you have any questions, 854-8255. More after this.
It's all about your health. Please stay tuned to Health Beat, presented by AmeriCare Home Health.
Two things you look for when you go out to eat, especially in this economy, is quality and quantity. And the best place to go for both is Sweet Tomatoes, Salads, Soups, and Bakery. Their salad bar is filled with healthy choices. Their specialty salads that are prepared every 20 minutes, or you can build your own from a wide range of fresh ingredients. They have 8 handcrafted soups to choose from, and every day there's something different. So plan to go often and sample a little of each. Add to that their fresh pasta, made-from-scratch breads, muffins, and focaccias, and much more from the bakery, and you can see that your dollar goes farther here than anywhere else when you want to eat healthy food with great taste. There are 2 Sweet Tomatoes in the Jacksonville area, one just off of Atlantic Boulevard near Regency Square, and the other on Wells Road near the Orange Park Mall. And don't forget to go by on Sunday morning for their fresh breakfast bar every Sunday from 9 to noon. Healthy fresh food is hard to come by at such an affordable price. Visit their website at www.sweettomatoes.com and join their Club Veg to receive over $75 in savings with their monthly special. Sweet Tomatoes, Salads, Soups, and Bakery. Lots to feel good about.
We at PC Literate know and understand that a computer that is slow and sluggish can be a hassle, and a computer crash can bring your business to a complete halt. PC Literate can help. We perform computer repair and upgrade, virus and spyware removal, data recovery and backup, general computer maintenance, and can even put your dream computer together. PC Literate serves the greater Jacksonville area for residential and commercial customers. We will either come to you to pick up your computer or do the work at your home or business. We at PC Literate believe that great customer service doesn't have to come with an outrageous price tag. PC Literate is dedicated to provide you with the best 24/7 computer service. Also, we can sell the treasures you might have in your home on eBay. Mention that you heard our ad on this radio station to get a 20% discount. Please call Martina at PC Literate at 904-887-4770. Again, the number is 904-887-4770.
Hi, this is Down to Business, Andy Johnson. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit what I think is the prettiest community in Jacksonville, a special neighborhood with upscale waterfront homes, a place where people have created a really fun lifestyle, St. John's Landing Estates. Right now is a smart time to buy. Call Tom Boney at 641-5447. Tom Boney, owner-developer, will be happy to give you a tour and answer your questions. Tom is a man I trust to treat you right. Located close to town and close to the beach. Take Port Caroline Road to Fulton Road to Kingsley Manor Way to Reed Island. Prices can only go up in the future. Now is the time to buy. St. John's Landing Estates. The St. John's River, plus a beautiful freshwater canal, plus a cabana club pool, plus a private boat ramp, plus great fishing. St. John's Landing Estates. A happy, safe, gated community with a fun lifestyle. Call Tom Boney at 641-5447, 641-5447. St. John's Landing Estates, 641-5447.
Over 30 years ago, Terrell Hogan committed to seeking justice for the injured. We continue that commitment today. For information on how we can represent you, visit theyseekjustice.com. Highway, hospital, home, work, where your injury happened can make a difference in the rules and in the recovery. Consider letting Terrell Hogan help you, 722-2228. If someone carelessly injures you, they can get away with it if you don't act in time. Do you know the time limits? Consider having Terrell Hogan represent you, 722-2228.
Welcome back to HealthBeat, your source for important information concerning your health, presented by AmeriCare Home Health.
That is right. It's HealthBeat here. We're here for you every Wednesday night, 6 to 7, here with your questions. You can call us, get your questions answered by our medical staff, that we have different topics every Wednesday from 6 to 7. Like I mentioned today, it is Dr. Stan Longenecker, the board-certified orthopedic surgeon for your Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.
Dr. Longnecker, before the break, we were talking about, you know, arthritis. Are people living with it too long? You know, the decisions that people make to have elective surgery done. And we had to go to break before I think you finished answering that and talking about, you know, quality of life decisions. Please continue with that.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a quality of life decision. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference whether you're dealing with an elder population or you're dealing with a youthful population. You're dealing with the same things. They have an expectation that they want to be at one place in life. The older patient may want to be able to walk 10 blocks, and therefore he does a total knee so he can do that. He couldn't do it before. The athlete may want to, for instance, be able to get his knee bent fully so in the catch of rowing, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking of one particular kid that I did, where he caught a meniscus that was not torn, but it gave him a fit, and he couldn't get all the way into the deepest part of his squat in rowing, and ended up taking out the back corner of his meniscus, and that allowed him to do it, and he came right back in a month later and did the other knee, and he went on to become an Olympic class athlete.
Wow.
That's not something anybody else would have done, but that's the gist of sports medicine and the concept of quality of life.
And obviously sports medicine is one of your passions.
Yes, and what people may not know is you are the orthopedic consultant for the University of North Florida right here.
Yes.
That's a heck of a thing on your resume right there.
Well, thank you.
Well, and one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Dr. Longnecker, a lot of, you know, surgeons are very modest about what they do. And, you know, we talked a moment ago about quality of life, and you talked about getting people back on track. I mean, you may be modest about this statement, but in a sense, you give people back their life and their livelihood. How rewarding is it to you? Like for this Olympic athlete or many of the Joes and Janes that you do surgery on a daily basis, they follow up with you and you see that you have given their life back. How does that feel?
It feels great.
Is that why you do it?
I couldn't think of a better reason.
Can you give us another success story? I mean, give us, you know, there's got to be a couple of cases that stand out in 30 years of practicing.
I think one of the most amazing stories I can remember goes way back to when I was working with Jimmy Andrews he was my attending and I was a resident with him. He just knew out. And we got this lady that was blind and rheumatoid. And that's really a terrible combination because first she can't tap in front of her because she can't see. And then she has four terrible joints. Two bad hips and two bad knees. And we spent about 4 weeks with her in the hospital doing a joint a week. And she hadn't walked in 5 years. Hmm. And she got up out of that bed and she walked out of that hospital. And she gave each of us that were involved in her care the biggest hug I ever got in my life. And you talk about somebody that really appreciated it and something that's really nice to see happen. It's somebody that couldn't walk before, get up and go again after
that's
5 years. You like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know you don't do it for the kudos, and I would like to mention also, we didn't mention it earlier in the show, but you know, you won the 2009 Duval County Medical Society Community Service Award, and you got this award for providing free orthopedic surgery to uninsured and low-income patients. And again, that speaks a lot for your character. How did you get involved with WeCare and doing the things that you do for the uninsured and low-income patients?
Well, first off, I came to the hospital I came to because it is a hospital where I could do that type of work. I believe strongly in giving a percentage of what I do to the Lord. And I think that's just something I do. And that's my way of giving back to the community. And I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly.
You don't need to say any more. I mean, that's, again, I think you have a higher calling sometimes as a surgeon and what you give people and the patients back to you, which is phenomenal. And I think, you know, everybody in Jacksonville, unless you've been under a rock, has heard the name of the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute and also a lot with Dr. Longnecker. I know that Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute gets involved a lot with the community. You can see some of that if you go online at joionline.net. And, you know, we've talked a lot about knee pain, knee problems, joint problems, and overall orthopedic issues. And, you know, we want the listeners to understand that there is a place that they can go for help. If you're living with chronic pain or you have issues that you're concerned about, you know, go to the JOI doctors. Go to joionline.net. and find the location nearest you. And if you don't have a computer, call just call 858-7045. That's one of the main locations, and they'll let you know which location is closest to you. Again, we're happy to have you on the show tonight, and we try to answer a lot of questions about this, and I know that through home health we've seen your patients, and we've been taking care of the process on that, which is a wonderful thing, especially for Medicare patients, because for a lot of the listeners out there, they may understand that, you know, you can get recovery after a surgery like this, and Medicare will cover 100% of it if they qualify. And I think, you know, home health is important. Have you had a good relationship with home health agencies and the recovery on your patients?
Gosh, I don't know how I'd do my job without you guys. You guys are I do the easy part, which is the surgery. That's the fun part. But you guys are the ones that get into there. And when the patient's down and dirty at home and they need help, you're in there seeing to their needs and making sure that all the lab studies that have to be done are done, and getting the physical therapists out to see them. If they need help, they get they might have an occupational therapist come in. And if they just need help going to the bathroom, by ding, you're in there doing that too. So although my part is glorious and I get all the kudos for it, you guys are the ones that really step in and get them going again. And I appreciate every bit of that.
Well, you know, that's our pleasure. Again, you know, we feel that we have a higher calling as well.
Well, if you're not going to throw it out there, I will. If you want to find out more information on AmeriCare Home Health, you can log on to AmeriCareFL.com, of course. Tom.
Thank you for that, Donna. All right, I have one more myth for the night.
Give it to
surprise.
Me.
And we've kind of covered this earlier. But a lot of people, I think, are concerned, and the myth is that a knee replacement just won't feel natural. You know, what do you say to patients who may come to you with that?
I don't think I can put anything into a knee that absolutely simulates what the Lord put there. I, however, think that a lot of study has been invested over the years. We talked about it earlier in the show, talking about gender knees, and that was an attempt to make knees function more like they do. I've done knees where one knee was an older knee and new one was a gender, and the patient said it was just so much easier this time because the knee was designed better. There are other knees like rotating platforms out there supposedly simulate the natural motion of a knee. There's another knee out there called the 3D knee, and it actually is a whole nother concept of what's the biggest and best sliced bread. I think if you work hard with a total knee, you're going to get back a knee you don't know was there.
Right.
And that's the gist of it, right?
What you
there.
Hear a lot. Now, I'm guessing along with that, and we've talked about people waiting a long time to have the elective surgery done, but, I mean, admit it, there's got to be some patients that have come to you afterwards and said, why did I wait so long?
Oh, that's the norm.
There you go.
Well, if you want to get caught up with Dr. Stan Longenecker, feel free. Give him a call at his Riverside location, Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, 388-1400. That's 388-1400. Or go to joionline.net. We here at HealthBeat, we're here for you every Wednesday. Don't forget to answer your medical needs every Wednesday, 6 to 7. Dr. Longenecker, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
And Donna, thank you so much for being such a gracious host.
No problem. Tom, I will see you back here next week.
Same time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.